Welcome to the 2013 World Under 23 Ultimate Championship Podcast. I'm Otto Chone. For the third podcast, I interview Remy Ojo Jr., a member of the current Team Canada Under 23 Open Team. This podcast was recorded on February 27th, 2013. Just for the record, Remy, what is your full name?
Olaremi Ojo Jr.
You're at Queen's University right now.
Yes.
You're on Team Canada right now.
Yes.
First question for you. How did Ultimate become part of your life?
Well, I guess I'd have to say it started in like grade 10. I joined my high school's mixed team and I played a season. It was a lot of fun. Enjoyed it. Didn't really know a lot of the technicalities of the sport, but it was fun to like run down a frisbee and toss it around. And then after grade 10, it kind of, I didn't see it again until my third year at Queens.
When did you start taking this game seriously?
I'd say approximately around 2 years ago.
Right.
So 2 years ago was when I got cut from the Queens soccer team.
Right.
So I had to make the choice to pick up a new sport and I was like, I think I'll try it for Ultimate, see what it's all about. And that's when it really stuck.
What were the other sports you played before Ultimate?
I played soccer for probably like 16 years since I was a little boy. Then I played basketball all throughout high school. Played rugby in my last 2 years of high school. And I snowboard, but that's more of an individual sport.
When you picked up Ultimate again 2 years ago, something must have clicked for you. You said this was the sport that encapsulates everything I love about sports, or like how did it become such a big part of your life?
Just everything about it was something that I really like, the running, the jumping, the tossing. Like there's so many like different aspects that when you put it together, it just makes a really nice game. And it's watching a really nice game with lots of flow is something that I've always wanted to be a part of, whether watching high level ultimate or you're eventually aspiring to be able to play that level.
Do you talk to your soccer friends and tell them how great Ultimate is and try to get them over to this side of the field? Or
I do my best to pull as many athletes over to the Ultimate side as I can.
And what's the reception?
A lot of people, when I have a serious conversation with them, they understand that it's definitely a lot more physically taxing than soccer, at least from my opinion when I played. I find that Ultimate's a lot more running. Very comparable to basketball where you've got that low level running and then you've got like the sprinting. So in that front, they agree that fitness wise, it's kind of hard to get them into the start and stop play of the sport and the call your own fouls, even at the highest level.
Yeah. How did you feel about that when you start moving from soccer with a referee to playing Ultimate and calling your own fouls? How did you, because you joined fairly late in your athletic career, I guess. And how did you come across, how did you attack or become attracted to that?
My first games were with like Queen's Mothership and I was a little apprehensive on the whole calling fouls and the whole theory behind it. So I didn't really settle into it really until probably my second, consistent year or touring year.
Barry Godless tells me that you're playing on his club team.
Yes.
And you're essentially the franchise. He says you single-handedly win championships for him.
I don't know if that's true.
Well, I've never seen you play. Describe your game to me.
I'd like to say it's kind of the way Nadal plays tennis. I kind of just go for it. Just kind of go for the frisbee, go all out. Like I love being out there and just running after the frisbee. It's really the other, the other teammates that make me look good, I suppose.
Right.
Like we have Greg Lang on the team who's got every throw in the book. So
is it he trusts your run? He knows you can go to a place, he'll put it ahead of you and you will chase it down?
That's pretty much the mentality.
And how, so now in Team Canada, did you bring that skill set? Did you bring that kind of experience to the team and they're looking for you as a long threat?
I hope that that's what they're looking for. I guess through playing with Queens, I've really developed a strong defensive, I guess, mentality. So I've always been like a D-line player,
right,
to take away their strikers. So that's basically been, I guess, my goal for Team Canada, is to be a strong defensive presence.
Is that you think the strategy, that you'll be the D-line to take away their long threats?
Yes, that's what we'll be looking for.
So you told me you guys went through, I guess, tryouts. Where did they happen, and what was the experience like?
So it was my first, I guess, national tryout. So that was a little bit overwhelming to begin with. They happened in Toronto, Downsview Park. So four of us from the Queens, both men and women's team, drove down for the tryout. It was 2 days.
Right.
Did
you go in with any expectations on making the team, or what made you want to try out?
I was driven to try out by trying to find the best ultimate I could possibly play. So I just want to get better at the sport, knowledge wise and skill wise. So this was another milestone to get to where I wanted to be.
And what did you think of tryouts?
I think there was a lot of talent, and it probably wasn't easy for the coaches to cut it down.
Right. So this weekend you have your first tournament with Team Canada.
Yes.
That's in Vegas. It's called Trouble in Vegas.
Yes, that's correct.
And what are you expecting?
I don't know. Like I said, I haven't really played with them before, and there's only one other person on the Canada team here with me at Queens, so We're doing our best to stay in shape. I think we're probably just going to work on being able to run with them.
Right.
Because since our season ended, there hasn't been a whole lot of ultimates, so cardio has been important. The only thing I fear is I'm not up to par yet of where I want to be. But other than that, I'm really excited to go. I'm really excited to get out there. And I know I have some really talented teammates that I'd love to get on the field with. So that'll be pretty impressive to stand along those guys and battle it out.
So what's ultimate like at Queens?
Queens has had a pretty strong ultimate program. We've done pretty well in the past. We had a couple years, or the dynasty years as some like to call it, where we did pretty well both in Canada and the States. Since I've joined the team, our first Easterns, or my first Easterns, I think we placed fifth. And then in my second year, we battled all the way to the finals of National, where we lost to Manitoba.
Yeah.
But we have a strong Queens contingent that have gone on to play like GT and GOAT. So we have a pretty good program here.
Remy, thanks a lot for talking to me.
Well, thank you for having me.
Good luck in Vegas.
Thank you.
We'll try calling you after Vegas so you can give us check us in and tell us how it went.
Absolutely. Love to.
I'd like to thank Remy Ojo Jr. for his time, and we'll see you in Toronto this summer.